So, I got something super cool for you today on the Indoor Exposure Index podcast. I've been diving deep into this new metric they're developing. It's called the Bioload Exposure Metric Index, BMI. What can you tell us about it, Liam?
Oh, BMI. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about that one. It's a really smart way to simplify how we look at surface cleanliness. The Indoor Exposure Index is onto something big with this. So instead of drowning in a bunch of ATP readings, BMI gives you one simple number, 1 to 10, that tells you how clean a surface is.
ATP readings?
Yeah, ATP basically tells you how much organic stuff like bacteria, mold, and biological matter is on a surface. And BMI takes all of that information, averages it out, and gives you that single number. The lower the number, the cleaner the surface, and, you know, the less chance there is of nasty stuff hanging out.
Wow, so it's like an at-a-glance cleanliness score, but why is that important?
Yes, ATP is a proxy that kind of stands in for everything else. Like all the gross stuff that makes up bioload films, organic material, microbes, particulates, even chemicals. So by measuring ATP, you are basically getting a sense of the whole picture. And that picture includes pathogens and other potentially harmful soils, which is why BMI is so useful, right?
Pathogens, like disease-causing germs?
Right. Plus, and what's great, is that the BMI concept will be backed by thousands of ATP measurements taken out in the field. It's not just some random number they pulled out of thin air.
Okay, that makes sense. So, who benefits from knowing their BMI score?
Pretty much everyone. But think about places like hospitals, schools, or daycare centers. Places with vulnerable populations, right? Knowing the BMI, the Bioload Exposure Metric Index of a surface, can help them make really important cleaning decisions. What to clean, how often to clean it. You know, it's all about protecting people from exposure.
Okay, so how do they actually come up with this BMI number?
Right, so the first step really is that you have to take multiple surface samples. You measure the ATP levels in different areas. Then you take those readings and you average them out. And that average ATP level is what determines the BMI score on that 1 to 10 scale.
And what about like different types of soils? I guess how does ATP account for all of that?
Well, because ATP is a proxy or stand-in for bioload, its measurement becomes a proxy for or represents everything else that can be found on surfaces, you know, both microbial and non-microbial. So by detecting ATP, you can sort of infer the overall cleanliness level and the presence of other soils. It's a reliable indicator.
This is all making so much sense. I'm assuming there's a name for the individual scores that they collect?
Yeah, it's called the Localized Verified Exposure Index, or LVE Index. The BMI LVE Index number is specific to sampled areas and to the people who are in those areas. It's a neutral metric that anyone can use to determine, you know, potential health impacts.
Wow, the BMI LVE Index is a great name. So, basically, what you're saying is, by standardizing ATP measurements into a BMI LVE number, we can all maintain higher cleanliness standards, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, amazing. So, to wrap it up, the BMI is like a simple, at-a-glance metric for surface cleanliness. It helps us make informed decisions about cleaning and helps protect vulnerable populations. Thanks for explaining it all, Liam.
Anytime, Myra. I'm just really excited to see how the Indoor Exposure Index uses the Bioload Exposure Metric Index, or BMI, to make our indoor spaces safer for everyone by reducing exposures to organics, chemicals, pathogens, and other soils. It is truly a simple science-based approach that works.
Thanks everyone for listening to the Indoor Exposure Metric Index podcast. Stay tuned for more conversations to help make the complicated simple, improve indoor spaces, and produce the healthiest buildings on Earth.